Our last speaker of the night is the co-friend of Friendshipping. Put your hands together for Trin Garitano.
I had a whole beer, so I'm going to sit. Just in case. This is called The Toxic Friend. When Marie texted me to ask me to be a bridesmaid at her wedding, I was tipsy at a Sam Roberts concert and dancing with strangers, and I was elated. She was my best friend from high school, and I hadn't heard from her in years. This was the perfect opportunity to reconnect, to finally have an old friend from high school like normal people do. Oh, this is going to be so normal, I thought. I can't wait. The thing is, Marie was never a good friend to me in the past, and I seemed to have forgotten that we lost touch for a reason. In our actual decade of being friends, she never remembered my birthday while she expected gifts and recognition on hers. One time, she convinced me to call the boy I liked and tell him that I had a crush on him, and watched me and cried when he said that he liked me too, because she expected him to tell me to fuck off and she wanted to see me get rejected. One time, I borrowed my mom's tape recorder and recorded a conversation between us and had played it for her to show her how mean she was to me, and she shrugged. When I told her I was an atheist, she told me that we could still be friends, but never truly be friends. Because I would never be able to experience life as fully as she did as a Christian. I don't quite know what that means, but I do know that she was definitely a bit of a dick. So yeah, of course I was thrilled to be her bridesmaid. So I was at this concert, drunk, telling strangers I was going to be in a friend's wedding. I was just so jazzed to be invited back into this person's life. I didn't really do weddings, and the idea of single women lining up to catch a bouquet made me want to puke in my mouth and swallow it, but everyone I knew besides me had that old best friend from back in the day. And finally, I felt like I kind of had that too. And honestly, knowing the ultra-religious control freak that I remembered Marie to be, at the very least, this would be entertaining. The abridged version of the wedding prep and the wedding itself was that it was as expensive and annoying as I predicted. I think one might call her a bridezilla. She expected to spend very little money of her own on the wedding and yet asked all the bridesmaids to buy the decorations and other wedding paraphernalia, like the lavender from New York that she wanted us to throw at the end. She pressured us to buy these $300, two-layered, floor-length bridesmaid dresses to wear in her backyard outdoor wedding in late July. It was literally 100 degrees out, and I actually blacked out during the two-hour ceremony during which I was expected to stand the entire time. I quietly shuffled over to the seat next to my boyfriend at the time as the world before me turned white, and I turned whiter, and he passed me his tiny bottle of water, muttering, "Really?" After the ceremony, a bridesmaid who had to pay $50 extra on her dress because the wedding and fashion industries force larger women to pay an exorbitant tax just to exist, she spent hundreds of dollars on wedding decor. She flat out begged Marie to pick a less expensive dress for us to wear one time because she needed to make her rent and car payments. She sniffled over a wedding card empty of anything but her signature. "Marie's going to be so mad at me," she said. "I can't afford a gift for her. Maybe if I just don't even give her a card, she'll forget and she won't say anything." "How could she be mad at you?" I said. "You paid for a dress. I mean, you paid extra for a dress you didn't want. You spent all this money and all this time. Marie won't be mad. She won't even notice. I mean, you know Marie." And she looked at me dead in the eye and said, "I do know Marie. And that's exactly why I know that she will notice and she will be mad." So the rest of the party was fairly standard. We ate food. I drank heavily out of my boyfriend's flask because it was a dry wedding. And it was getting late enough that I figured no one would really notice if I just bailed. I wanted to sneak out, but my boyfriend insisted, because he's polite and nice, that I at least say goodbye to the bride. I did, and she said excitedly, "Wait here on the dance floor for me just a minute." She goes up to the DJ and says something in his ear, and suddenly, "All the single ladies head to the dance floor for the bouquet toss." And like, I'm trapped. I'm the only unwed person in the entire place. Seriously, the groom's married sister and some other married bridesmaid had to come up and join me out of pity after minutes of waiting for someone else. So we lined up, and she tossed the bouquet, and it landed flat on the floor, with none of us making a move to get it at all. After several awkward seconds of us just staring at the flowers on the ground, I begrudgingly picked it up, and I handed it to the groom's sister, and I bolted out of there. It has been 6 years, and I haven't spoken to Marie since. A few months after the wedding, I realized something. The fact is that not even one time in this entire debacle, not even once, did I ever say no. No, I will not be your bridesmaid. I haven't seen you in years. No, I will not buy this dress. It's literally a car payment. No, I will not buy decorations for your wedding. That is not actually something expected of bridesmaids, and I really don't know what magazine you got that from. No, I won't do these things because they make me uncomfortable, and I really hope, as my friend, you would never want to make me feel that way. Every other bridesmaid in the party knew Marie, and they loved her anyway. Every other bridesmaid knew that human beings have faults, and we get to choose what we find forgivable. And they found her faults forgivable. I did not. I found them hilariously shitty. But I hung around anyway because I liked the idea of having an old friend. I went to the wedding expecting to mock it, expecting not to participate, and I was honestly there to watch the train wreck happen. I had to admit, I was a toxic friend. Maybe Marie was a toxic friend, sure, but that doesn't really matter because I could never change the way Marie thought and acted. But I could, and I should, change me. And I finally figured out why Marie was my oldest and best friend. I was kind of a dick, too.
Thank you so much, Trin. There are few things in this world more horrid than a dry wedding.
Someone suggested that my grandfather's funeral be dry and was laughed out of the room. We're Irish, I'm sorry.